Chapter 3, Marketing a Business. After you've chosen a business and set up your website for operation, you're ready to go live and start marketing your business. This is the phase where you start drawing visitors to your website and converting those visitors to paying customers. It takes time to build a successful website, so you shouldn't expect an explosion of traffic and sales overnight. However, you can steadily increase your online presence and create a marketing campaign that will seem like an overnight success when your efforts pay off. You should plan to spend as much time marketing your business as you do in developing it. The best marketing plans are built around your efforts in networking rather than the amount of money you spend on advertising. Most advertising programs that promise instant results for a fee are not worth the expense. Only time and effort will build your internet presence. The key to getting website traffic lies in the amount of exposure you have. The more often your website appears on search engines and other websites, the more people will see it. Internet consumers generally must see your marketing message 3 to 10 times before they'll visit your website. If they come across links to your business on several websites they're familiar with, or find it in the top search engine rankings, they will trust that your business is reputable and worthwhile. How do you spread your URL across cyberspace and get visitors to click on it? This chapter will discuss proven strategies to gaining website traffic you can use to launch a successful online business. Search engine strategies. Search engines are still the biggest and best way to get traffic to a website. There have been many strategies developed by webmasters to boost search engine rankings and get their website seen. Some of these strategies worked when the internet first became popular, but as online technology evolved, many of the search engine techniques no longer achieved results. In order to optimize your website for search engine rankings, you should have a basic understanding of how search engine works. Programs called web trawlers, also referred to as spiders, are constantly searching the internet to capture and index material for search engines. There are certain aspects of a web page spiders pay attention to, and others they ignore. Also, some web page aspects are given more value than others in determining where the page will be ranked. Following is a brief overview of the components of a website page and what each component means to search engines. Page title. This is the series of words that appears in the top bar of a web page in a browser window. For example, Google's homepage title bar reads Google, or Google Microsoft Internet Explorer, or the name of another browser program. Search engines give greater weight to page titles than page content, since it is assumed the title bar describes what your page is about. Meta tags. Your website's meta tags are invisible to internet users, but not to search engine spiders. These are keywords stored in your web page's HTML template that describe the purpose of your website. Today, search engines concentrate less on meta tags than they used to because many webmasters loaded their meta tags with keywords to boost their rankings, which often produced irrelevant search engine results. Subtitles. Subtitles are any words or sentences that appear emphasized on your web page, often the titles or subtitles of articles. Subtitles are usually more important than regular content, but less important than page titles. Page content. This refers to all the text that appears on your website. Search engines index either full or partial text on web pages and assign relevance for searches according to the keywords they identify. Links. Anything hyperlinked to another location on the internet bears some weight with search engine spiders. Including links on your page can help to boost your rank, but it is better to have inbound links that point to your pages from other websites. Update frequency. Websites that constantly add fresh content and new material are indexed more frequently and ranked higher by search engines. Because the hundreds of millions of active websites out there are constantly competing for internet search engine rankings, and most search engines strive to index sites in a fair and unbiased manner, no one is certain exactly what search engine spiders catalog and index. However, there are things you can do to improve your search engine ranking and get your site noticed. Submissions and keywords. Though it is true that your website will eventually be cataloged by search engines, the process can take months or years if you just let it happen. You can get your website listed faster by submitting the information to search engines yourself. Each search engine has a different method for submitting pages for inclusion in their listings. Many of the major search engines either have a months-long wait or don't allow submissions at all. Google, for instance, relies entirely on its web crawlers to construct its search engine database. Despite this fact, it's a good idea to get your website listed on as many search engines as possible. This will not only increase the likelihood that search engine users will find your site, it will also create more links leading to your website across the internet. Before you start submitting your website to search engines, have the following information prepared. The name of your website, your business name, which can be different from your website name, your complete URL, a brief one or two sentence description of your website, a longer 1 to 3 paragraph description, which not all search engines require this information, a list of keywords and key phrases relevant to your website. It is possible to submit your website individually to a number of search engines. However, there are many free search engine submission programs that will automate the process and submit your information to multiple search engines at once. Here are a few multiple search engine submission programs. Submit Express, found at www.submitexpress.com/submit.html, and 123 Submit Pro, found at http://websitesubmit.hypermart.net/freesubmit.htm. You can find many more, though, through, you guessed it, search engines. Keywords are still an important part of search engine science. You need plenty of relevant keywords on your web pages in order to have a shot at the top of the rankings. However, it is important to remember that placement counts when it comes to keywords. Search engine spider programs are smart and getting smarter all the time. They can tell when your website's keywords are not relevant within the context of your text. This is the reason the practice of keyword stuffing no longer works. Remember keyword stuffing? It resulted in an abundance of websites surfacing at the top of search engines that read something like this. If you want to make money, you can make money with our Make Money program exclusive to Make Money Online. Your Make Money product is guaranteed to make money when you want to make money. Intentionally loading your website with keywords to get the attention of the search engines will get your site ignored or possibly even banned. It is important to work your chosen keywords naturally into your web copy so they make sense where they're placed. Article marketing, the power of words. Article marketing is one of the most powerful search engine strategies around. This technique provides your website with lots of fresh content, generates inbound links, and makes your website attractive to search engine spiders and affiliate programs. It also helps encourage people to stay on your website longer, get repeat visitors, and convert more visitors to buyers. What is article marketing? The idea is for you to write or outsource several keyword-optimized articles that relate to your business, post them on your website, and allow other webmasters to reprint your articles on their websites or in their newsletters or e-zines free of charge. The basic steps for an article marketing strategy are: write or outsource several articles relating to your business. The more, the merrier. http://articlewholesaler.com. Create a resource block with a brief author bio and links to your website to be included at the end of each article. Submit your articles to article directories, which allow website owners to freely reprint them with your resource block intact. Post your articles on your website for visitors to access. Step 1. Write your articles. You should generate as many articles as possible that are related to your business. Therefore, it's a good idea to start by brainstorming article topics so you have plenty of material to work from. Articles can be written in many formats. Some of the most popular are how to, opinion, top 10 lists, personal stories, inspirational essays, book excerpts or condensations. The subjects you're writing about can be applied to these formats to increase the number of articles. Let's take the example of time-saving beauty tips for new moms. Simply by applying the general topic, you can come up with a how-to article on cutting your morning makeup routine down to 15 minutes, or 10, or 5. An opinion piece on the merits of combination moisturizer and sunscreen. The top 10 quick fixes for smeared cosmetics. a humorous personal story about one of your beauty disaster days, an inspirational essay on the benefits of spending time with your kids. And that's without branching into specific areas of the topic. You can find a lot of great article ideas by visiting message boards related to your business area, keeping track of news items on your subject through television broadcasts, newspapers, magazines, and internet news websites, and performing internet searches on your subject. Once you have several article ideas, it's time to start writing. The most important thing to keep in mind while writing articles for your website and for distribution is to make them informative rather than advertisements. You aren't trying to sell your products or services with your articles. Your intention is to generate traffic for your website, build trust, and establish yourself as an expert in your subject. Why is this important? Your website visitors will never meet you, so they have to trust that you know what you're talking about and that your products or services are worth paying for. When you write informative, helpful articles, it proves that there is knowledge behind your products. Each of your articles should have a compelling title, well-written body text, and a resource block that links to your website. Titles. Your article title is important. It is often the first thing an internet user will see on a search engine or your website's directory, and it must invite them to keep reading. Make sure the title explains what the article is about in a way that demands attention. For example, you could call an article "Time-Saving Beauty Tips" and probably attract the attention of people looking for time-saving beauty tips. Or you could call the same article "Conquering the Morning Marathon: How to Get In and Out of the Bathroom in 15 Minutes," and interest far more readers. Try using one of these formulas to generate a compelling article title. Number of ways to do something. How to blank your way to blank. The top number of ways to why a certain subject is like an unrelated subject. Of course, there are many more ways to word a compelling article title. You can pick up more title ideas by scanning the covers of popular magazines and the headlines in newspapers. Take notes on article titles that pique your interest and make you want to read more. Body text. Remember all those essays you wrote in school? The structure of an article's body text is similar, only not quite so boring. In general, web articles run between 200 and 1,000 words. Each of your articles should have an introductory paragraph that summarizes the contents, followed by the meat of the article, and then a conclusion that emphasizes your main points. The tone of your article should be conversational. A good approach to use is the word "you" in the text, as though you're talking to the reader. Internet users are turned off by big blocks of text, which can be difficult to read on a computer screen. You should keep your paragraphs relatively short, usually from 1 to 4 sentences each. Use a blank line to separate paragraphs and don't indent. Also, be sure to set articles in a reader-friendly font like Times New Roman, Arial, or Tacoma. Fancy fonts are another online no-no for articles. To further break up your text on the screen, make use of bulleted lists to summarize key points of information. Bulleted lists draw the eye and create space, and they can show a visitor at a glance what your article is about. Remember to make the text of your article informative and entertaining. Don't use them to advertise your products. Your website should provide plenty of product detail on your ordering pages. The object of your articles is to entice visitors to view those pages. Resource block. The resource block is a critical component of your article marketing strategy. This is information you should include at the end of every article you post on your website and in article directories. A resource block consists of information about you and your company, a link to your website, and a disclaimer giving other website permission to freely republish your articles. Here is an example of what a resource block might look like. I'm a Business Mom provides the best beauty tips, tricks, and shortcuts for new moms on her website at www.prettynewmom.com. Ima is the mother of 3 small children and the author of the exciting new ebook, Fixing Your Face in a Flash: Shortcuts to Beauties for Moms Who Just Don't Have Time. Email Ima at info@prettynewmom.com for further information and a free beauty tip sheet. Webmasters, this article may be freely distributed or reprinted on any website, newsletter, or e-zine as long as the author's name, bio, and links remain intact. Whenever another website or e-publication reprints your articles, you gain another inbound link, a link that leads to your website when no return or reciprocal link appears on your pages. Search engines assign higher ranks to websites with more inbound links because it's assumed the website is informative enough for other sites to reference. A note on outsourcing. If you don't have any writing experience or don't feel you can generate informative articles with well-placed keywords that will add to the quality of your website, you may want to consider hiring a writer or writing service to compose custom articles for you. There are many professional writers and writing services that specialize in SEO, Search Engine Optimized Article Writing. You can have a series of articles written for you by an experienced writer who will create informative, entertaining copy using the keywords you specify. Again, outsourcing articles is an issue of time versus money. If it would take you weeks or months to write dozens of articles, it may be better to invest in buying custom content, which you can generally have written in a week or less. Best of all, when you buy custom articles, all the rights to the material belong to you. You can still include your own signature block at the end of the articles and distribute them as though you'd written them yourself. Step 2. Submit your articles to article directories. Once you have several articles ready for distribution, the next step in your article marketing campaign is to submit them to article directories. An article directory is an online repository of information, usually grouped by subject, which allows busy webmasters to grab free content for their sites. The catch is, the author's information and links must be posted with the articles. Submitting to article directories is a time-consuming process, as you must send your articles in one at a time to individual directories. However, the time investment is worth your efforts. You will soon see a rise in your website traffic as your articles make their way through cyberspace. Most article directories will have different formatting requirements for article submissions. For instance, some require you to wrap the text rather than using a hard return at the end of each line, and some require a certain number of characters for each line. Be sure to read each directory's formatting requirements before you submit, or you could end up having to resend everything. There are hundreds of article directories online and more being created as article marketing gains in popularity. It is beneficial to submit your articles to as many directories as possible. Here are just a few to get you started. Article Finders at www.articlefinders.com and Articles Online at http://articlestation.com. Step 3. Post your articles on your website. Your exclusive, informative, and entertaining articles will provide you with the content you need to keep your search engines happy and visitors coming back for more. Posting articles on your website is a great way to draw traffic, and it also makes your site more attractive to affiliate programs. Where should you post your articles? Your front page is a good place to start. You can place a compelling article on your index page to hook visitors fast. If the article is particularly long, consider displaying the title and the first few paragraphs on your front page and then linking both the article title and a "click here to read more" line at the end to the article's permanent page. Rotate the articles that appear on your index page often, at least once a week. This will give visitors something new to look forward to and keep those search engine spiders indexing your site. If possible, try to post a timely article on your front page. For example, toward the end of December, you can feature an article on special holiday beauty tips for ultra-busy moms. You should also create a resources section that lists all of your available articles. Be sure to place a link in your website's navigation bar that leads to a directory page. You can make your article directory a straight list of linked titles, or structure them the same way you would abridge an article for your home page. Each of your articles should have a separate permanent page with links that lead to other related articles, as well as back to your resource page and home page. Bonus! Did you know that you can submit your permanent article pages to search engines just as you did with your main website? follow the same steps to create submission information and get your articles listed on search engines. Your sales letter. One of the most effective ways to convert visitors to buyers is with a convincing sales letter that highlights the benefits of your products or services. Creating a great sales letter is an excellent strategy for boosting sales. Structuring a killer sales letter. What should your sales letter look like? Just like your articles, you need a compelling title, which can also serve as the subject line of an email if you decide to send a targeted electronic mailing. The body of the letter should contain short paragraphs and bulleted lists. There should be an introduction, the main part of the letter, and a conclusion. However, in terms of sales letters, these components are better referred to as the hook, the pitch, and the call to action. The hook. Your sales letter should capture a prospective buyer's attention right away. The opening of the letter should describe what is unique, exciting, and valuable about your product or services. Many sales letters use a what-if scenario for the opening hook. For example, ever since your baby was born, you haven't had more than 5 minutes to yourself. You love being a new mom, but your skin is starting to dry. Your hair hasn't seen more than a quick brush through in weeks, and your fingernails are torn, colorless stubs. What if you could restore your former beauty regimen and feel attractive again in just 15 minutes a day? The intention of a sales letter's opening is to present a common problem among your target audience and then hint that you have the solution. It doesn't give everything away, rather, it entices the reader to keep going. The pitch. The body of your sales letter is where you explain your product or services. This section should convince the reader that your solution is just what they've been looking for. Again, you don't have to reveal everything in the body, but you should provide enough information to sway the reader toward a purchasing decision. Your pitch can include a brief description of why you created your product or services, the aspects of your product or services that will make them different from other products like them, the problems your products or services will solve, any benefits your target market will realize by using your products or services. This is also the place to include testimonials from satisfied customers. Reading Fixing Your Face in a Flash helped me go from frumpy to flashy and still keep up with my toddlers. Be consumer. You may not have any customers at this point, but you can still get testimonials. Give out sample products or services to your friends and family and ask them to write a few sentences to describe their experiences using them. The call to action. At the end of your sales letter, indicate what it is you want the reader to do. Visit your website and purchase your products. Special deals, discounts, and free bonuses are great ways to encourage a purchase decision. You can even place a time limit on your extras to create a sense of act now urgency. A sample call to action. Are you ready to learn the shortcuts to beauty that will restore your confidence and have you feeling good in no time? Click here to order I'm a Business Mom's exclusive ebook today, and you'll save 50% off the retail price of $19.99. You can get Fixing Your Face in a Flash for only $9.95 with this special offer. Order Ima's ebook today within the next 7 days and receive a free special report, the 20 best time saving combination cosmetic products for new moms. Click here to order your ebook and bonus special report now. You can find many sample sales letters online that will help you structure your own letter for the best results. If you find a sales letter that seems particularly convincing, you might want to use it as a template to write your own. Those who can't, outsource. Writing an effective sales letter takes effort and practice. If you aren't convinced of your abilities to compose a compelling sales letter, and at this point you may be thinking, I can't even convince my kids to put their laundry in the hamper, how can I get a complete stranger to buy my products? Then you may consider hiring someone to write the sales letter for you. Just as with the article writing market, there are hundreds of freelance copywriters and copywriting services who have experience writing sales letters that get results. Do some research and find a copywriter or service that fits your budget and expectations. When you hire a writer to compose a sales letter, it is always a good idea to ask for a writing sample so you can decide whether their style will work for you. Most copywriters and writing services will have samples posted on their websites. If not, email them and ask for one. The good news about outsourcing your sales letter is that the process represents a one-time payment that will bring in residual results. Investing in a great sales letter is worthwhile, as the sales it brings in will pay for more than itself. If you send it, they will come. Once you have your sales letter, what should you do with it? If you haven't already done so, you should create a landing page for your product and post your sales letter there, along with ordering information and payment links. Again, treat this page as a separate website. Use your keywords, create an informative page title, and submit the URL to several search engines. Another way to spread your sales letter is through an opt-in email list. You may be tempted to take the easy approach to bulk email and buy a list of addresses from a list broker. However, cold emailing is about as effective as cold sales calls, which is to say, it's not effective. The most effective electronic mailings are delivered to a targeted list of people who have requested more information about your products or services. There are many ways to build a targeted opt-in list. Set up an opt-in form on your website offering more information on your products or services and link it to an autoresponder program. Offer incentives such as discounts or free reports to anyone who signs up for your list. Consider publishing your own newsletter or e-zine. Join forums and message boards related to your business and offer members exclusive information when they sign up for your list. List your opt-in autoresponder address on free internet classified sites. Join a co-registration list. This costs money but will deliver targeted subscribers in a short period of time, such as MeMail or HitMail. You should definitely set up an autoresponder program to deliver your sales letter to everyone who signs up for your list. To get even more mileage from your opt-in list, consider creating a series of sales letters sent at timed intervals. Every other day, every third day, or once a week are usually the best intervals because they keep your business in a potential customer's sights without being overly intrusive. Networking. Networking is a powerful method of increasing your online presence and promoting your website's visibility. A good networking strategy takes time and effort, and you must be willing to help out other internet marketers in exchange for their time and assistance. The mom-eat-mom world, sleeping with the enemy. Other net internet marketing mums are often your competition, but they can also be your greatest benefactors. Networking with other mums who have similar businesses and interests can give your online business a boost. Moms make up one of the largest and fastest growing segments of internet entrepreneurs. In fact, you can find several internet communities dedicated to connecting and helping entrepreneurial moms everywhere. Most moms with online businesses are happy to help others, especially those who are just starting out in the internet marketing world. Networking with other business moms can help you in more ways than you may realize. Internet marketing is often a lonely prospect, and you'll find yourself spending more solo time with your computer than ever. Forging connections with others in your situation who understand the delights and challenges of running an online business helps to ease the feelings of isolation that come with the territory. Isolation is one of the primary reasons many internet businesses fail. No person is an island, and many moms, especially those making the shift from a corporate setting to a work-at-home business, find they miss the interaction with other adults they've experienced at the office. Therefore, it's important to make some online friends who can empathize with you. Look to the resource section at this book for a list of internet communities dedicated to work-at-home moms. Blogs. Getting personal online. When it comes to networking, blogs are one of the best tools to connect with other people online. A blog is a website formatted much like a journal. Blog users can make entries easily and update often, and entries are usually stamped with the time and date. Most blogs have comment sections, giving readers the ability to respond to posts and interact with blog writers. Blogs have become popular enough to merit their own terminology. Blogosphere refers to the entire collective community of online blogs, which number in the millions. Blogger, a person who blogs. Also the most popular blog service provider run by search engine giant Google. Blog rolling, a common program for linking blogs together with one click. RSS, Rich Site Summary, or Really Simple Syndication, a system that allows blogs to be transported as a newsfeed to readers. Wiki, a type of website that allows any reader to edit the contents. The most common example is Wikipedia at www.en.wikipedia.org. But some blog owners set up their blogs with wiki interfaces. Blogging, the act of creating a blog or posting entries to a blog. Permalink, the URL that points to the permanent web page of a blog post, often used for linking purposes. Trackback, a blog feature allowing bloggers to link posts to related entries on other blogs. People use blogs to communicate with others who share similar interests, express their opinions, interact with customers or fans, there are many celebrity blogs, market their websites, or reveal insider information under the cloak of internet anonymity. There are many more reasons people create blogs as well. Why should you blog? Blogging is perhaps the most intimate and personal form of web communication available. It's a great way to build trust and connect with many people. However, keep in mind that your blog should not be strictly advertising your website. The object of a blog is familiarity with you as a person. Your blog should focus on you and your experiences as an internet marketing mom. Maintaining a successful blog takes work. You must be willing to update your blog frequently, or any readers you attract will become bored and never return. Many bloggers update daily, some several times a day. You don't have to post your blog every day, but it's a good idea to make 3 or 4 entries a week. They don't necessarily have to be long posts either. If you find an interesting article or a news item related to your business, you can write a few paragraphs of summary and post a link to the item. Of course, you also want to use your blog as a marketing tool, but rather than making the whole thing a blatant advertisement, just be sure to have some links to your website on your permanent blog template. You can also occasionally post about your website developments or mention a nude article you've just written that you think may interest your readers. However, don't post the text of the article on your blog. Instead, mention what the article is about and then post a link to the article's permanent page. In order to make your blog successful, you need to attract and keep readers. How, you say? One good method is to visit other blogs related to your business and offer thoughtful comments on their posts. Most blogging software automatically links your comments to your own blog, so other bloggers can find you. You can also list your blog on search engines and in blog directories. Once you attract readers, keep them coming back to your blog by updating frequently and offering interesting posts and information. You can also encourage dialogue on your blog by asking questions in your posts, which readers can then reply to in your comments section. Getting your own blog is easy and free. Most blog providers offer simple, customizable templates and nearly unlimited archive space. Many will let you post images and sound files as well as text. Some of the most popular blog providers include Blogger at www.blogger.com and LiveJournal at www.livejournal.com. Let's swap links. Link swapping is another popular and effective networking strategy based on you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours philosophy. The general idea is that the more links you have out there pointing to your website, the more weight search engines will give to your website. The practice of link swapping results in reciprocal links, which are not as strong as inbound links when it comes to search engines. However, these links do carry some importance, and a carefully targeted link swap campaign can boost your site with search engines and get you traffic from other websites. The idea that any link is a good link should be discarded. Many webmasters make the mistake of creating link-rich pages that lead to irrelevant websites with the hope of elevating their ranks. The best strategy for link swapping is to link only to related, complementary websites. Most of the time, a simple "Let's swap links" email to the webmaster of a site you believe will benefit your visitors is enough to start your link swapping strategy. There are also several link exchange services, most are free, that will match you with related websites and automate much of the link swap process. You can create a links page on your website for your link exchanges. Be sure to make the page accessible with one click from your home page. Many webmasters won't swap links with you if your visitors can't easily find their links on your site. You can also create a featured link or featured resource on your main page and rotate your links on a regular basis or include links in the text of your articles.